Unit 6A, Reporting Results. Listening.
So, let's have a look at how the markets are doing with Jenny.
Thanks, Tony. Well, we'll begin with Budgens, the supermarket chain. They've reported their results today. For the 6 months, pre-tax profits rose sharply by 9.8%. Which brought the final figure for the year to just over 6.3 million. That's up from just over 5.8 million last year. The dividend is up. If you're one of their shareholders, you can expect half a penny per share. Budgens has got 163 stores and three now actually sell petrol. So they do seem to be expanding. They've also just spent £500,000 on buying something called Teleshop Services, which specialises in developing computer-based home shopping. However, the business is only operating at break-even and isn't expected to do much more this year, it has to be said. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at how Budgens' share price has done over the last 12 months. As you can see, it's been pretty volatile. After steady progress throughout the first half of the year, it really shot up at the end of the summer when everyone thought there'd be a takeover. At the height of the rumours in September, you can see that shares peaked at just over 80 pence. The takeover didn't happen, though, and the price collapsed. By mid-October, it had fallen as far as the 55 pence mark. The shares recovered slowly to 65 pence by November. But then they went into steady decline again for the next 2 months. Down once again to the 55 pence mark. However, news of good trading results has meant that shares have improved again this year. And it has to be said, the share price is marginally up on last February, so shareholders are in profit over the 12-month period. And if we look at the Budgens shares today, they're up slightly by 1.3 pence at 67.5.